Yeah.
Did it start?
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's just started.
It just started.
Welcome back to the Helicopter Crash Podcast with your hosts, Nathaniel Klein and Rashid Ibrahim. Rashid, why don't you introduce our guest today?
We got Nate's stepbrother, Colton.
Hello. Nice to meet everybody.
Nice
good to be
you.
Here. Good to be here.
Cap.
No cap.
Whoa. Who's that voice?
I don't know.
We got all the guests today. All
right. How are we feeling today, boys?
Feeling good.
Pretty good.
Feeling chilling, brother.
Pretty tired.
I did a Keystone today, bro.
Can you speak up? I can barely hear you myself.
He's so tired, he doesn't even know.
Dude, Keystone. Keystone sucked.
No, the Keystone today was so easy.
Which one was it?
It was the Algebra 1.
Oh. Cake.
That was after like 8 months of not studying at all.
What?
Which ones are you taking?
All of them.
Hot.
Mm. So, what school do you go to?
I go to Harrisburg Area Community College. Yeah. But I'm 15, so I'm joking.
Are you going to Shippensburg?
What?
Are you thinking about going to Shippensburg?
No.
Transferring? No?
No.
Like bail?
No.
No.
Definitely not. I'm not trying to spend $30,000 a year to go.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't sound
don't have that
fun.
Kind of money.
Sounds like a vibe. Sounds like a vibe.
No.
Probably not a vibe, honestly.
To be honest, kind of a vibe killer.
Yeah. Facts. You gotta, let's be honest here, you go on a ship, you're spending hella money. You go to Temple, you're getting shanked. So
you're getting shanked with your own cash.
Then you get shot when you're already dead.
Yeah, you're just gonna walk in
but
the
you
door
were already
and
dead because you got immediately shanked.
Someone got shot the other day.
What?
Middletown.
Oh, yeah. Was it a drive-by?
Wait, you were telling me about that.
Was it a drive-by?
Well, there was 2 shootings in, like, the past month, dude.
No, there was 1.
No, there was 2.
No, there's 2.
Lay a Travis Patty on their dead body.
It was like
Travis Scott sent me.
But imagine the guy shoots him. Travis Scott sent me. Just fucking ends his career.
Dude, how do you guys feel about the Jay Bavlin?
Isn't that the fucking...
It's
no
a Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Yeah.
The Travis Patty should still be out.
It is, I'm pretty sure.
Nah, mm-hmm. I think it's gone.
Is it actually?
Oh, is it really?
That fast.
Yeah, it's good. October, and that's why it's gone.
Nah, I'm joking. Damn. That shit was like, it was alright. Like, it was just a Big Mac with
well,
fucking
Nate,
more
didn't
lettuce.
You eat it for 3 it days in a row?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we did. We did.
How many drivers total?
5. For the culture.
5.
And plus a quarter pounder.
Of course.
Of course.
Duh.
Does McDonald's
eat Jay Balvin, whatever. His name is. Yeah, his is a Big Mac, medium fry, and no drink.
Yeah,
his meal is definitely 10 times better than Travis's. Meal.
Probably.
Yeah, Big Mac. Yeah, hey, I bet his
Mac is
way
big.
Worse than fucking Travis.
I still.
What? It's a McFlurry.
No. I'm talking health wise.
Oh, health wise, it's terrible for you.
Oh yeah, it's fucking bad.
Like literally, Travis Patty has extra lettuce.
Why would you want to be like?
If you eat McDonald's lettuce, that's like 500 calories in 2 minutes.
I guess we didn't just say Travis Scott's fat.
Too.
Like you're fucking
Travy fatty.
Travy, yeah. That's
bro, you know what I'm scared of?
What?
So this Sunday, I'm going to Hershey Park for my little sister's birthday. I'm scared I'm about to get tracked down by Tony himself.
I saw Tony.
You're gonna
today.
Die.
Oh, that's crazy.
He was waiting in the lunch line, bro.
He's gonna walk up to your sister and you're gonna be like, he's gonna just look at her and he's gonna be like.
Does Tony go 2 days before?
Shorty's got a fatty.
I'm pretty sure he goes. Is he on your schedule?
No, he's not on my schedule.
Okay, then he just goes 2 days.
I think he's B schedule, actually.
Maybe.
Bisexual?
Yeah.
We're A.
Wait. Wait, whoa.
That's why we go A.
A. Alcoholics Anonymous.
I was about to just make that joke too.
What's Alcoholics Anonymous, Chris?
Huh?
What's Alcoholics Anonymous? What is that, Chris?
It's for alcoholics to go somewhere to get better.
Get better in what?
Not being an alcoholic.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Who's usually the leader? What degree do they have? Usually in...
What the...
Usually in religious sciences because they're fucking preachers and it's at churches.
Okay.
And it's called AA, Chris. Okay.
Recap.
Speaking of science, I'm in my social science class, Miss, she's like, Miss Shank's like, yeah, if you talk about your time, in your timeline, if you're talking about abuse or anything, I'm gonna have to report it to the police. I was so tempted to say, I was like, my stepbrother beats me with a fucking mallet. I told Darren, I was like, say your dad beats you, and he was like, yeah, my dad beats mommy.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, so I had to throw erasers at him in Shanks' class. I'm like,
so what? Up. Whose water did you put a Skittle in, and why?
Talon's. I put a Skittle. I think it was Cam or Charles put a Skittle in his water because, yeah.
As soon as I asked,
like fucking with Talon.
As soon as I asked Talon the question, he looked down at the floor and started laughing.
You and Cher eating
over. Well, do you want to talk about anything, Colin? This is your guest appearance.
Shit, I don't even know. I'm just here.
He's here to put his input on anything we say, basically.
Travis sent him.
Travis truly sent him a gift from another.
Imagine being in school right now.
That's crazy.
Wait, can
be me.
Imagine going B days.
If you go to school B days, you're actually retarded.
What's that?
All right, I'm sorry.
It's
not that you're actually retarded, Mondays, but I feel so bad for you because you gotta go to school on Fridays.
Mondays and. Fridays.
Well, going to school on Fridays.
No, Tuesdays and Fridays.
Going to school on other days. Think about it.
Wait, yeah, but you get to.
I'd rather go to school Monday. And
I'd rather
go to school
yeah.
Friday.
Yeah. And skip Friday.
Monday is not just Tuesday.
Yeah. How's Keith been?
And fuck Keith.
Who the fuck's Keith?
This dumb bitch in my welding class.
Thinks he knows everything.
He knows everything. He's like 60 years old. He's like 20.
And he's in college.
Probably like 40 years too late to
college.
What a dumbass.
Honestly.
Wait, 69? Who's our old IT teacher?
Mr. Crawford, the GOAT.
That kind
fuck Crawford.
What?
I don't like Crawford at all.
What? Why?
You know, Mr.
Bro, he was just annoying
irrational.
To me.
Mr. McCain's the
irrational
new
feelings.
IT teacher.
No reasons.
He was just annoying to me.
How?
Because did you even have him?
Cringe.
Yes, I did.
Cringe.
Okay.
Cringe.
I had him as my homeroom.
Okay, why didn't you not like him, Nate? I'm on your ass, too.
All right. Mostly because he was just so... I mean, I respected him as a man.
Not me, I hate
him. But sometimes, when you, like, if you're confused on something and you're, like, being awesome, like, Mr. Crawford, I'm a little confused. He'd look at you like you're fucking mentally challenged. And then he'd be like, figure it out! Figure it out! And he'd start screaming at you. That happened to me, actually, one time.
I remember this one time a kid tried to fight me in IT and I wasn't really doing anything. He was just basically beating on me. And next thing I know, Mr. Crawford's coming out and just watching with his arms closed together.
And I know he looked at you disrespectfully. He was like, let's get out
bro.
Of
he didn't do shit until the kids had to break it up.
What? So you were actually getting your ass beat?
Yes, in the middle of IT class.
Bro, like, was he
it's
on
all fun
you?
And games until you put his
wait, so
dick in the
was
ice.
On you.
Not on me, but like I was against the
no,
table.
That's what
where,
I do all
like,
the time.
It's my favorite hardcore porn.
Whoa.
Dick in the vice.
Who was it?
Marcus.
I hated Chris. Him because when we were, someone got their board stuck in the planner, and someone just took me and whoever my partner's board and started shoving their board in to get their board out. Mr. Crawford looked at me and said, "What are you doing, you dummy?" And I got I got big sad. And then he gave us a no.
Mr. Crawford,
you're retarded.
I failed that class.
Yeah.
He but in sixth grade he did used to yell at us if we were scared of the fucking planner.
Oh,
really?
I remember that.
I think he's pretty scary.
I didn't know anything about it, and he said, "Go set the planner." I'm like. Oh, no.
But it's scary.
Like
trying to
scariest.
Set the planer.
We were supposed to set it to, like, right there, and we set it to, like, that. It
was bro, it's scary
was like
setting
the
planer in front
of
everyone.
And then that disappointment when you don't hear a single noise because you set it way too big, and it just goes straight through, and he just looks at you like, you a fucking embarrassment in life.
Yeah,
bro.
You have to set your own planer.
Yo, I was in IT class. Yesterday. No,
oh, man.
On Monday. I'm, like, sitting outside waiting to stain my board. And next thing I know, it just fucking breaks on itself. In two.
I know. What? How? Isn't it like...
It broke on itself,
isn't
dude.
It like a,
he did it.
A month and
tell
a half into the marking... No, it's 2 months into the marking period. I know you're dead. You fucked up your board.
Yeah.
You're getting
Mr. McCain was like, I'm doing it for you then.
Mr. McCain?
Yeah.
But you're gonna get an F for the thing. Like, fucking up in the middle IT, you're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking up at night. Nah, maybe not, because Mr. McCain might be chill.
I mean, Mr. McCain did, like, most of the stuff. So I know I have to do, like, half of the rest.
I remember I fucked up my iPad thing, my iPad stand.
I hate
it. Like, I was just, I put the saw down, and I got a little bit off. Mr. Crawford looks at me like I'm a fucking mental patient.
Oh.
He's like, how do you mess up? I'm like, I just went off a little bit. My bad. It's cool, though. I'm still going to use it. He's like, you fucking idiot.
Bro, for my iPad stand, I did it. It's gone for like 2 weeks. Mr. Crawford's like, oh, some of you guys left your iPad stands out here. They happen to have no names on them. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And Mr. Crawford basically assigns me one. He's like, yo, take this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. And did he give me like an A?
Bro, I like, I remember.
I'll give him a candy.
So, you know how that, how you said that Tyrese's buddy in crime was,
Yeah, he admitted to that shit. Like, he actually got held back.
I'm pretty sure I've seen him.
He did. I was with him the other day. I saw him. Yes, he actually got held back.
Who's Jameer?
Jameer. The guy that...
Tyron
threw the trash can at in the bathroom.
You don't remember that?
No.
What did he do?
I remember Rash.
He threw a trash can at me in the bathroom.
Like, every single... No, this was, like, every day during the creative arts time period. Those two periods. They would just fucking box in different classes.
I remember he's coming out, and I just see fucking... Jameer fucking skirting away as I see a trash can full.
Yes. I remember when he ran into the FCS class. I don't know who had FCS. He ran into an FCS class and just started fucking rapping or some shit.
You're capping.
I'm not lying. He got banned from the school for like a week. He had to get a person with him when you have to fucking get people.
Speaking of people getting banned, Mason, he was on the first episode of season two. Look like.
Okay.
He got expelled from in school because he had his mask down below his nose. Twice at Mr. Massey's.
Are you serious?
I'm being so serious.
Nah, because you told me that he.
It was like every day. Once. It would go below his nose. Only in Mr. Massey's too. So one day, Mr. Massey, I go into his room. Next thing I know, he's like screaming on the phone, being like, "I'm tired of this. He either needs to get expelled or I'm leaving."
What? He did not say that. You're exaggerating.
I'm being so serious.
I'm gonna quit.
Didn't he yell at you, but he was yelling in your deaf ear?
That's racist.
Which ear is that?
Oh, it's my left.
Okay, it's your right.
Chris, what happens if someone screams in your deaf ear?
Go like this and you can't hear anything.
I mean, I will hear it because of my right, but like, it's not gonna hurt as bad
if
someone screamed.
It's not like it's gonna hurt. You won't really feel it, but it's still gonna. You could make your eardrums bleed just because you can't hear anything. Mm-hmm. Just gonna fuck you up.
Well,
speaking of fuck you up.
Nathan?
Yeah, Nate.
I know what you're gonna say.
What am I gonna say?
Anthony, speak up, Nate.
You talk about Anthony?
You don't wanna talk about the situation or not?
I don't care.
It wasn't even a situation, right?
What's the situation?
So Chris brings these two kids, right?
Mason LaGuipe and Anthony Bauer. I bring them to Schultz, and...
Why?
Because
I felt bad.
Yeah, I felt bad, to be honest.
You can't feel bad. There's
no because every day, Mason would hit me up and be like, "Yo, I really want to go outside. Do you want to go outside?
That's fair. Mason's kind of chill.
Yeah. But and then Anthony hits me up and he's like, "Do you want to go outside?" And he's like, "I have nothing to do." And I kind of like know a situation. He doesn't really like his stepmom and he's home alone with her. So I'm like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'll bring them. Nate should meet them." And next thing I know, Nate's about to beat the shit out of Anthony.
Kid,
do you want to fill in the rest?
I was riding my scooter and he's like, "Yo, let me ride your scooter. If I do a front flip off the tip, will you let me ride my scooter?"
Yeah, speak up.
No.
Yo,
and then,
Mason.
When he was walking away, he said, "Damn, I should really steal his scooter."
It's disrespectful what Mason did in front of Aiden. Huh. Like, almost like Aiden couldn't hear.
What?
So, I go...
Oh, he looks over me and says, "Damn, how tall are you? You're really short. That's actually sad."
He looks over at me and he's like, "What grade is he in?" He's trying to be quiet, but I can noticeably see he's loud. And I'm like, "Ninth, why?" He's like, "Woo!" And walks away.
Anthony and first of all, Anthony came up to me and I...
He's in,
Chris watched me do this. Anthony comes up to me, he's like, "Wait, let me see your ball." And I have it in my right, or my left hand. And then I pull it behind my back and go through my right. And I say, "No." And I walk away. And he's like, "All right, it's fine, because I'll just steal it later." Like, acting like I didn't just hear his dumbass. So when we're playing, I'm like coming towards the paint. And I'm backing down. And I have my arm bouncing the ball, and I'm coming towards him, and he puts his shoulder into me, and I'm like, "Okay," and then he starts throwing shoulders at me, and I'm like, "Okay," and
I mean, a little bit too
Dennis. Too much, and I'm like, "Okay, you're definitely not playing defense right." Calls me a perm boy. I drop the ball. I shove him. Kid looks at me, pulls his hands up. I push his shits down.
His shit.
Yeah, it's the same. Well,
eating his shit.
It's better.
You know what? All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
Shit arms. No, dildo arms.
No, we're not gonna talk about that in Rocket League.
That's.
Yeah, and then he pulls his arms up. I push him down, and he looks at me, and I press him, and he doesn't want to do anything. It's like, okay, that's cool. I hear from Chris, like, the next day.
Oh, yeah,
he beat my ass. That's crazy to think about. If I would have threw one punch at him, he would have started bawling his
eyes out. I know, later in the game, I'm, like, trying to, I'm trying to play defense against him. He, like, kind of shoves me, and I just push him back. And he's like, yo, I really beat the fuck out of you.
Tried to shove you. I saw them full out push you.
Huh?
Let me. I wasn't here because I had a nosebleed.
Oh, yeah.
From Rashid.
From Rashid.
Not playing defense.
That was my bad.
Goes around and threw his shoulder into my fucking nose on accident. And I'm like,
oh, no. My nose.
And then it wouldn't stop for like an hour.
But two things, Chris, you cannot lie.
What?
Anthony disrespected you on two separate
He
cases.
Always disrespects
one
me.
One time
dude.
With Mason and one time by himself. Well, technically with like
He's not gonna disrespect
people.
You if I'm here, dumbass.
Well, he always did. No, I remember like back like a couple months ago, he used to just always disrespect me and I just don't do anything. Like
yeah,
the whole
what are you
like
about?
The whole old friend group, they would just disrespect me and I just wouldn't do shit.
Can't do that. You can't just let somebody disrespect you, bro. That's not no. Like, that's just not fair. You can't let anybody disrespect you.
I will.
You gotta stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that they look like a fucking retard.
Goofy Goober.
Be like, why are you built like a fucking twig, my boy?
Okay, and guys, hear me out. Hear me out. Since JT's coming to Field of Screams, let's tell the workers that it's JT's birthday.
Oh, yes.
He needs an extra scare. So far, I saw it on the news that they're supposed to scare you. And then immediately walk away like boo.
They're probably not allowed to touch you anymore.
Boo. Run away.
Nah, because they're all like.
I saw that. Like one kid ran. Someone ran up to him. Literally went boo. And then started like geeking away. Because they're allowed. I think they're allowed to touch you for like 2 seconds, and then you're.
It's all funny games until a fucking Field of Screams worker bait bombs you.
I should start working there.
Hey, everybody. Fucking Cole comes up behind somebody. Just fucking
literally suplexes him.
Just
gone.
I don't know.
He takes a samurai sword and fucking stabs you.
What do you do when you see some fucking guy dressed up as a samurai?
How much is it?
Fucking, oh, this is a cool sword. Like, and it just fucking slices your shit.
How much is it again?
It's like 30.
Yeah, it's like
I don't got that.
30 bucks for one ticket?
Yeah.
Damn. Ration. Are we going? Chris wants to go. Mini golf.
Oh yeah, let's go mini golf.
Like, I prefer mini golf.
There's literally a golf course here if you guys had your own clubs and shit. But
where?
Mini golf in what? Hummelstown, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I don't really care where.
Indianapolis.
That's a vibe.
Indianapolis is really fun. There's
a
lot of stuff that you can mess around with.
You go to Adventure Sports. Do that one too.
No. Except for the Indian Echo Cavern. Yep. The Indian Echo Caverns one's 21 or 22 holes, and the other one's like 15.
Understandable.
It's fair.
What's understandable about that, Chris?
I'm just saying understandable.
That's fair.
Except for we're not doing the batting cage. We don't talk about the batting cage.
What happened with the batting cage?
I was in there, and I guess it was made for little kids, and I'm not a little kid, so.
No, you should have made it. You should have made it faster, because it was going like really low.
It was really low, and it was at my knees, and my right knee got hit.
Right here?
Right on the side. My kneecap went to the side of my leg. It was fucked. Yeah, my knee exploded.
Literally went from like, oh, gosh.
We're chilling now.
It's like not.
We're all fun and games until the fucking knee blows up.
Yeah. And I was just laying there.
Let's do it again.
You can tell I was laying there. You can see my kneecap on the side of my leg. Dude, it was scary.
It was. I'm like,
no.
I literally walk in there and say, someone got hit by a baseball in the baseball cage, and they dislocated their knee, and they're all sitting there like,
okay.
Like, oh, real shit?
Literally, the kid said, can you go get
it? Took paramedics like 20 minutes to show up.
So the man said, can you just go go with him? I'm like, oh.
You dumbass. I'm like,
just
it's all fun and games until I get the crowbar, my boy.
Yo,
you're gonna get your kneecaps.
The video of the kid with the supreme crowbar, you know what I'm talking about?
It's a fucking crowbar.
It's a fucking crowbar.
A crowbar that says supreme. I didn't even know it says supreme. I just want a crowbar.
I just want a crowbar.
Cole.
I would do that.
I mean this in the most respectful,
what are you gonna
loving
say?
Way.
Oh, dude.
You look like this guy, bro.
I'm scared. That's a compliment.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, as soon as I saw you, I thought you reminded me of the guy.
Baba Booey.
Is Baba Booey still funny?
Yes.
Absolutely. In certain ways you say it. Certain ways you say it.
Is Kill All Men still funny?
That's not even funny. That's not even fair.
Fuck women. Literally. Fuck them.
Wait, what?
What?
Timeout.
Hold Red up. Card.
You're getting
You're
out.
Disqualified. Why will we're just all...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Rashid, what are you doing with your hands?
You're gonna die.
He's going to summon his African powers.
That's racist. Chris is Jewish. His family.
I'm not Jewish. Fuck off.
Guatemala.
Next you're gonna bring up, I'm Canadian.
Canadian. Nate, you are Canadian.
Pitter patter, poopy splatter.
Pitter patter.
That's my
Pitter
guy,
patter.
Donnie,
bro. Poopy splatter.
Get out of here. Really down your cutting trees.
Nathan one day was wearing boots and jeans and a flannel and said, I look like, what's his name?
I look like Wayne.
Yeah, he's like, I look like Wayne.
Because I have my, I had my shirt tucked. I did the Wayne walk and I was like, I look like Wayne.
Toughest man in Middletown.
Oh no!
Toughest man in Larry Kenny.
He really
What? Larry Kenner.
Letter Kenner.
It's a show.
It's a good show.
Good Canadian show. It's like Trailer Park Boys, but worse.
I just realized.
What?
Shit.
You're just gonna say, I just realized Nate's not Canadian?
No. So you know the Fonz from Happy Days?
Nope.
Now you can't laugh if you don't know what it is, Nate. I'm gonna call you out.
I know what you're, the Fonz. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
It's the guy with the thumbs. He hits the shit, and he's like,
Oh, no. Oh, no, not that guy.
I'm just saying.
I look like him, don't
No.
No.
I was just saying he existed. He was a guy. That was just a thing.
Just why not?
Shit, and he was like,
hey. Yeah.
Cool, Mr. Little.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember because of that one Family Guy episode. They made the Fonz a religion.
GG.
Sounds like a good religion. I couldn't complain.
Yeah, you're right.
What do you think about fashion? Shut up, Chris. And Aiden.
You don't mean that.
Our vice president had a fly on his head.
Oh,
speak up! Who?
Mike Pence.
Who's that? Oh, that man.
The vice president.
I seen this TikTok. They're like, this is the guy that doesn't like gays. And then they switch it to the girl and they're like, yeah, I can see this. I can see this. You know, it's like,
the Biden said, what was it?
What?
The meme that you sent me?
Oh, children detected or something like that? Oh, child detected?
I got it.
Oh, the Joe Biden
with
one.
Laser eyes? Yeah.
Gemini. Who do you think Tony would presidentially like support?
Third party libertarian, centralist, anti-Marxist, a lot of things Tony would support.
I don't know anything about politics or Trump or Biden, and I just say I like Biden. I like Trump.
End it with
a
Tony segment.
End it with a Tony segment, as we always do, or try to.
The mega gaze.
As we always do, we gotta end our good time with a Tony. Tony.
I saw Tony today. He had black hair. He said hi.
I
said hi.
Let me go get the football.
The one day, did he say he had blue or black?
He said dark blue. I refuse to admit it. I don't like blue.
Huh?
I don't like blue that much.
What?
Remember that day he came in?
It's black.
Just blonde hair, and he only had the tips of his hair blue. Looked like a whole goofball.
We always talk. We literally talked about this on the last Tony segment. How people just kept calling. It went from Smurf to Gargamel.
And Addy was Smurfette.
Speaking of off topic, there's this one girl in Middletown that goes to the high school. Her tits are like down to her kneecaps.
Okay. Rashid, I want you to say. So remember the other day when we found the one catfish account that was trying to be real? What isn't it like Jordan Wesley or something like that?
You're gonna see a scary picture.
But it wasn't a catfish.
Prepare yourself. You're gonna see a scary picture. Real.
Chris, you think it's a catfish?
Lips,
you think
the
it's
bottom
a
lips.
Well, kind of not.
It's not. I mean, it is. Nate Screenack exposed her.
Oh.
Looked up the pictures, and all the pictures do not even look like
I remember I, like, reversed image search the one.
That's what Nate did.
And, yeah, it came up, like, 15 different places.
I mean, and she, everyone she talks to, she says, do you want to swap nudes? I'm horny.
Yeah, that is true.
What program did you use the reverse swap?
Tenai.
Huh?
Tenai.
How long did it take? It
took, like, a couple seconds.
So you just put the images in and showed Google results?
Yeah.
That's fair.
This is how the conversation went down.
Bro, don't say nothing. I'm catfishing friends. I'm catfishing friends. BF. I'm following people so it looks real. Yeah, okay, I understand. But person though.
Let me see.
Nothing like
and that's
a
the end of the story. I'm not gonna know.
I did that too. I didn't. I never did it, but I said I did it on her and Mitch's, and she left me undelivered.
Nate knows who it is. I know who it is.
Who?
Not. Can we get back to our Tony's?
Yeah, subject? Facts. Tony's.
Because we just left
poor
Tony.
Who is it?
Shut up, baby. As for, we just left poor Tony in the dust.
I mean,
as we usually
though.
Do, as.
Yeah, because it's Tony.
I don't see, it scares me when I'm in Zoom in Schaefer's class, and all I see is Tony looking down at his iPad.
What about that demonic
tongue?
And
I see his fucking neck, and he looks like he's about to rape somebody.
His neck?
Yup. Even worse, it's like this. Like this. Not this.
Is he standing up doing it?
No, he's
sitting
down.
I remember
when he
was fucking speaking Aztec on the Spanish Zoom. He literally goes,
oh, I shaved your life.
He goes, and that's not me being racist. That's not... You were saying... Yes.
I don't even know what he's saying.
Ancient fucking
guys. Nah, bro, he took the wrong Spanish class.
I think he did.
You've been listening to
The Helicopter Cry.
With our guest,
Yolton.
Me.
Colton. And me.
Petey. Oh.